Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Carter. Carter has a question, and he must be a kid after my own heart because I love projects and I love building things and I like doing things and I love finding pictures on the internet and making whatever I have to look like that. It's really, really fun. So, Micah, what is Carter's question for us?
Will we have projects to work on or build in heaven? Or will everything be done for us?
There's a lot of people out there who think heaven is going to be boring.
Yeah, like fluffy clouds and harps and you just sit around all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not the picture the Bible gives us. In fact, if you turn to Isaiah chapter 65, verses 21 and 22, you'll find that there will be lots to do.
Okay, so Isaiah is in the Old Testament, kind of in the middle of the Bible, chapter 65, and then we're going to read verse 21. And 22. Let's see what that says. Aiden, can you read that for us?
They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
So according to this verse, God's special people will get to build houses, plant vineyards, and enjoy the work of their hands for a long, long time.
Wow. We get to, like, plant vineyards? That's what I want to do. I want to grow some grapes. I know I've driven by houses, and I'm like, ooh, I'd like a house like that. Ooh, I'd like a house like that. And some of them are really big and fancy and beautiful, and that's just not going to happen on this earth. But it can happen in heaven, right, is what you're saying?
It says we can build houses and live in them.
So whatever I dream up, Carter, whatever you dream up, you get to build and you get to do it. That's pretty awesome.
So recently I went camping in California where they have giant sequoia trees.
Mm-hmm.
These trees can grow up to 30 feet wide and more than 250 feet tall. I imagined how amazing it would be to build a house on one of those huge trees, like a treehouse, and how fun it would be to climb up and down the branches. Will we get to do that in the new heavens and the new earth? I don't know, but I'm looking forward to finding out one day.
Yeah, let's do it. Carter, thanks so much for your question. I'm looking forward to those building projects that we're going to have in heaven and our garden projects. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. We are so glad that you guys all joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. We were on a walk with some little neighbor girls. They had never been out on the trail behind our house, and the littlest one was pretty scared. She even started crying and wanting her mom. So I talked with her for a bit and then offered her my hand and she took it. And guess what? Everything was better. She wasn't scared anymore. She felt safe because she was holding my hand. This song, Anywhere with Jesus, talks about how when Jesus is with us, wherever we go, we don't have to be afraid. We are safe with Him.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere He leads me, when the storm below. Anywhere without Him is a joy for great. Anywhere with Jesus.
Have you been enjoying the story about Philip following the Holy Spirit's call and going on a desert road, even though he didn't know why? But all of a sudden, it was revealed to him that he was needed right then, and right there to help explain the Bible to somebody who was searching. Well, we're going to continue that story and see what happened in this conversation that Philip had with the Ethiopian treasurer. Let's bow our heads, though, first, and pray that God's Spirit will be with us. Lord, open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to your truth and to your message that you want us to hear today. We love you, Lord. Amen. Philip was running to catch up with the important officer who was riding in a chariot. The officer was reading out loud to himself. So when Philip caught up with the chariot, what did he ask the officer? Let's look it up. Open up your Bibles to Acts chapter 8, verse 30. Do you have a Bible that's near you that you can open? I hope you do. It's so important to look up these verses, to read along with us, and to learn what the Bible says. Because you don't want to just take my word for it. Let's look at verse 30. Acts chapter 8, verse 30. Here's what it says.
So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
The officer must have been surprised. So how did he answer Philip? Look at verse 31. We just read verse 30, Acts chapter 8, verse 30. Now we're going to read verse 31. So it's the very next verse. Acts chapter 8, verse 31. Here's what it says.
And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him.
Well, now Philip and the officer are riding along together in the chariot. The officer wanted to know if the beautiful words Isaiah wrote were about Isaiah or if they were about someone else. Look at verses 32, 33, and 34. Acts chapter 8, verse 32, 33, and 34. Here's what it says.
The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth."
So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man?"
What a wonderful chance to tell all about Jesus and the wonderful plan to save us. Philip explained that the people had killed God's prophets. And when Jesus came, they hated him too. They even killed him, like the lamb the officer was reading about in Isaiah. Look at verse 35.
Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him.
Philip is teaching this officer. He's explaining things to him. He's helping him to understand the bigger picture, the deeper meaning. Can you imagine how thrilled that officer was? As he listened, he knew that what Philip was telling him was true. Philip was teaching him. He was guiding him. He was helping him to understand. Have you ever been tutored? I was tutored as a teenager. I was really struggling with algebra. Algebra was hard for me, and I wasn't really getting it, and I needed some help understanding it. And so my mom paid a college student to help tutor me and to teach me algebra. And as she would explain the formulas and explain the steps and how to do it, it started making more sense. And I started realizing, I can do this. Before, all the numbers and the instructions on the page just didn't make any sense. But as I had somebody to sit there next to me and to tutor me, to teach me, then it started making sense and I started getting it and I understood what I needed to. That's what was happening with Philip. The officer could see that the prophecies were about Jesus. He could see that Jesus was the true Lamb that he had been reading about in Isaiah's prophecy. At Jerusalem, the officers probably had taken a lamb to the temple to be sacrificed. And now, he realized that those lambs were to remind people that Jesus was going to come and die for us. And now he knew that Jesus was the true Lamb of God. Jesus had come. Jesus had suffered. Jesus had died for everyone, including him. Was the officer's thinking changed? Yes. He realized what Jesus had done. And after he talked to Philip, he knew that there was a decision that he wanted to make. And we're going to find out about that decision next time. Boys and girls, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. He went through everything, all the suffering, the humiliation, just for you. All you have to do is ask him into your heart today. Ask him to be Lord of your heart. He loves you. Do you want to ask Jesus into your heart today? Do you want to give him your life? Well, let's bow our heads, and if you do, you can pray after me. Dear Father in heaven, please take my heart. I give you my life. I believe that you died for me. Forgive me for my sins. Help me to follow you. I love you, Jesus. Amen.
Acts 1:8. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you shall be witnesses to me.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.